You know the kind of guy who does bad things and wonders why his life sucks? Well, that was me. Every time something good happened to me, something bad was always waiting around the corner. Karma. That's when I realised I had to change. So I made a list of everything bad I've ever done, and one by one, I'm going to make up for all my mistakes. I'm just trying to be a better person. My name is Scott.
I hate it when you got that look on your face.
What?
That look.
That smiley, cheery look I have.
Smug.
I have that smiley, cheery look 95% of the time.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you all right?
Yeah, fine.
Why aren't you paying any attention?
No, sorry.
Sorry, you're not ready for. Are you not ready for My Name is Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Go on then.
This is your chance, isn't it, to get some good karma? Because you start to get a lot of things bad happening to you, and you thought it was because of all the bad things that you've done.
That's right.
So by getting the bad people who've. Getting the people who you've done bad things to on, then we try and get you to redeem yourself and get some good karma, yeah?
Yeah.
So are you sat there at the moment, apart from sulking, are you sat there at the moment wondering who's going to be next on the list?
Yes.
Who have you been horrible to? Who do you think it could be?
I don't think I've been horrible to anyone recently.
Really?
No.
Oh, OK. This might come as a surprise then. Right. Do you recognise this voice?
Right.
Hello, you.
Okay.
Do you recognise that voice?
Well, obviously, because he's sat right in front of me.
admittedly, yeah. That's good. Couldn't get a microphone outside the studio.
It's Radio 1's Dave Pearce.
Mm.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you? I'm good, thanks.
Now, can't tell you anything ever again.
Can you remember what you've done wrong to Dave?
Well, I think, actually, Dave told me a story.
In confidence.
You didn't say in confidence, Dave, but... Oh, hello.
Hello, sorry, I'm just turning this off in case I get any more phone calls.
Yeah. And then what happened, to be fair, was that Chappers embellished it a lot on the air and made it into a sound worse than it really was.
Well, that bit, I don't remember. Explain the story.
I can't remember the story.
Can you remember the story, Dave?
I'm not sure I want to remember the story, really. Do you want the story I told him or the story that you told?
No, the story that you told him, Dave.
Well, I was just walking past while Scott was having one of his little breaks outside on the street.
Yes, I do.
License fee payers, hello. What's all that about? And I just mentioned that we'd both played the Showbiz Palace that is Butlins in Bognor. And I'd been at the Ibiza weekend, where all the Ibiza clubs get together. And basically, to cut a long story short, on the way there, I was dying to go to the loo, couldn't hold it any longer. Greg Young, my trusted driver, you can find on Facebook, said, here's a little place we could pull in. Rather curious little lane, I thought, but he seemed to know it rather well. So I set out of the car to do my stuff, and suddenly all these lights came on around me. There were people sitting in their cars, flashing lights.
And then
we'd entered the world of strange.
And then he said that you
hang on a minute.
That you were involved in some way.
Don't turn this
you
down.
You kind of did say
I didn't.
That.
This is all about you.
I don't think it is.
You brought the story to the air.
Right, okay.
And embellished it slightly.
All right, just tell me what I've got to do. Let's move on. This is uncomfortable.
Has it affected you since, Dave?
Well, I'm now getting a different sort of clientele at some of my kids. I'm in Basildon tomorrow, which, you know, could be an interesting one anyway. And then I don't know where the local hangouts are in Perth, where I'm on Saturday, but I have noticed some other sorts of people coming.
Right, I'm sorry,
I've got
about
some
that.
Severe grief on
and
text.
This isn't something that you do at every gig. You don't always
absolutely
pull off
not,
to go
no, we don't
down
really
the
go.
Lane.
I'll tell you, we'll just check that one out.
Yeah.
It's a new edition on SatNav if you've got the right model.
So Scott has kind of slurred your name.
Scott has made
when
me
you are
Radio 1 Perth.
When you are completely... And there are some contenders for that title.
There are plenty, and I could name them now, but some of them are sitting in this room,
so I probably won't. So you kind of want Scott to get his comeuppance, do you?
I think it's pretty well deserved. Yeah. I mean, if you tell somebody something like that, you don't really sort of go on national radio 10 minutes later and tell half of the nation.
I hear you, Dave.
Are you ready for this then, Scott?
Yeah.
You're going to pay for what you've done to poor, innocent Dave with a game of egg roulette.
Oh, no.
It's very simple. I'm going to ask you 6 questions after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And in front of you, it will be a box of eggs.
Yeah.
Some of the eggs are hard-boiled, some are not.
Right.
Get a question wrong, you have to select an egg from the box and smash it onto your own head.
Onto my own head?
Yes. Well, not onto Dave's head.
Yeah,
that'd
be real. Double jeopardy. I really, you know, drag me in here to do that. Thanks a lot, guys.
You've already...
No, it's your head.
You've already... you know,
and it's
cast
gonna be
doubt
on video,
on his
yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
No getting out of that.
So if you pick a hard-boiled one, you're going to be fine. If you get a raw egg, you'll get messy.
Okay, good.
Okay.
How many questions?
6 questions,
all right.
6 eggs. If you get the question right, you're fine. Okay?
Oh, good, yeah.
And then hopefully I'll make Dave feel a little bit better and, you know, you can carry on with your life without these aspersions.
And as normal on this feature, the questions won't be ones that I can't answer. So that'll be fine.
Yeah, be absolutely fine.
Okay, then, I'd like to say sorry to Dave, and I...
Maybe do sorry genuinely and not try and blame other people.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
My name is Scott. Right, this is where I try and get some good karma back in my life again. It's My Name is Scott on Radio 1. It's 5:10. I'm trying to make up for all the bad things I've done. And in this particular instance, some things that I may have said, or you said, about Dave Pearce.
He told you the story, and you brought the story to the air.
Yeah, and then you made it sound worse than it was.
I asked...
He was only going for a wee.
And did I ever say otherwise? I think it's pointless as arguing about it, because
right.
You're in
the wrong.
Let's
just get on with it, shall we?
Okay, right. So, it's about time that you paid for all the bad things you've done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, if anybody didn't hear it just before, when Dave Pearce told you a story about him having a wee in a car park and lots of people flashing lights at him in their cars, and you gave the impression that this is something that Dave might do on a regular basis.
And whatever, yeah.
And that isn't true, is it?
No.
Okay. So to get you some good karma and to try and clear Dave's name a little bit, we're going to play Egg Roulette.
Okay.
Now, do you want to know the rules?
Yep.
Right, I'm going to ask you 6 questions. In front of you is a box of eggs.
Can I just say, you might get away with this quite easily because I dropped one on the stairs on the way down, which was raw, and one when I passed them to the one that doesn't speak, again, which was raw, so I think your chances are getting better.
Okay. So you say that some of these are hard-boiled and some of them are raw.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever.
They are?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I'm going on what I've been told,
okay.
And I have no reason to doubt the one that doesn't
then.
Speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so some are hard-boiled, some are not.
Yeah, of course they are.
That's
right. Okay, yeah, move on.
God! If you get a question wrong, you have to select an egg from the box and smash it on your own head.
Yeah.
Okay, if you pick a hardball one, then you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
If you pick a raw one, and remember, your chance of getting a raw one are less now because Becky's dropped 2 of them, you'll get a little bit messy. Mm. All right?
Okay.
The easiest thing, though, Scott, is just to get all the questions right.
What are the questions about?
They're all about Dave Pearce.
Oh. Okay.
You know about Dave, don't you?
I know
Dave.
You're
friends?
Yeah.
Right, are you ready to play Egg Roulette?
I'm ready.
Okay. You need to go and stand on the plastic sheeting. Okay. The eggs are in front of you, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Question number 1. Where is Dave playing on Saturday night?
He told you this when he came in before. Mm.
Perth.
Where in Perth?
Don't be ridiculous.
Where in Perth? I've checked the rules with the one that doesn't speak beforehand. Where in Perth?
Chicago Rock Cafe.
No. The Ice Factory. Ready?
Okay.
Egg on your head.
We are videoing this.
Yes.
Oh!
Shame.
Oh, no. That was a
rubbish.
Raw one. Oh,
gross.
It's a great conditioner, though.
Does it affect that hair straightening cream you use, egg? Do you know?
Oh, that's so horrible.
Right, question number 2. When did Dave start his broadcasting career?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to say... 19...
That's correct, that bit.
Yeah, 19.
1919?
No.
1983. It was 1981.
Oh, no!
Another raw one!
None of them are hard-boiled.
Well, you're just not having a great deal of luck
no.
at the moment. Oh, God, you've got yolk of it. Mate, Kevin's about to get in your eye, don't you? There you go. Question number 3. This is going to look great on video. Who was Dave's main inspiration to become...
So gross.
Who was Dave's main inspiration to become a DJ?
Tony Blackburn.
Dean Robinson.
Who?
Egg number three.
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
Oh.
Oh, you didn't do that one properly.
Again.
Oh!
It's a bit, there's something about Mary now.
It is. Yes,
there is. Just a bit wrong.
Got a bit of a quiff.
Still with eggs, though. Question. Just to point that out. Question number four.
This is horrible. There's none. There's no hard-boiled.
There are some hard-boiled ones.
Just pick them randomly.
When did
I am?
When did there isn't a method? I was picking them. When did Dave join Radio 1?
1994.
Oh, April 1995.
Oh, so close. Oh, oh no!
That's another raw one. It's amazing the bad luck you're having. Dave's poked his head back around the door just to see this. Right, question five.
It's two more questions.
Do you know what? Somebody's just texted in.
What?
The yolk's on you. Where's Dave playing tomorrow night? Don't help him, Dave.
Oh, you said this earlier. Is Perth on set? Basildon.
Where?
Probably it's on that retail park, isn't it?
Dave, don't help him.
Don't mention retail parks.
Oh.
I think we found the expert here.
I've been to Bas Vegas many a time. I'm trying to think of the club there. Is it Icon and Diva?
It's not, it's Liquid.
Oh,
it's the
rubbish.
Other one. Another egg.
Oh,
oh.
Oh dear! That means that everyone
you
left in the box.
So unlucky.
Everyone left in the box must be hard boiled.
Oh.
Do you want the final question?
Yeah.
If you get this wrong, I think you might as well just smash the remaining four over
your
head.
I don't think that's true.
Question. Final question. What was the first track Dave played on Dance Anthems last Friday? Dave.
I remember that.
Can I have a clue, Dave? Was it like a dance? Is it an old school classic or is it something new?
Oh, you won't know it.
I won't know it.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, I'm going to say I won't know it, will I?
No.
Oh, it's got on my eyes.
Oh.
I'm going to say Baby stink? D, Let Me Be Your Fantasy. Because it so often is.
Dave, what was it?
It was Royal House, Can You Party by Tud Terry from New York.
Now, for the last one, Dave, would you like to smash the egg on his head?
Okay.
As a kind of final redemption.
This will be the hard-boiled one, I know it. Yeah. When this hurt?
Well, it depends how hard you do it.
Don't not too hard, Dave.
Go on, Dave.
Oh, my God, that was a proper slap.
Ow!
Hey, we need a new studio. Sorry about that, guys.
Ow. My God, Dave, that was a bit enthusiastic.
We're not having money.
God.
This is Radio 1, and that was Foxborough Hot Tubs and Mother Mary.
So at the moment, you've now put a towel over your head and the headphones over the towel.
Yeah, it's a good look.
It is a good look.
Thanks to Dave as well for smashing the last egg extra hard.
He did put some effort into that last one.
You could have given me that, because the club in that's Liquid in Basildon used to be Icon and Diva.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you what it used to be called, did I? It was factually... the answer was factually correct. So you got it wrong.
Right, it's 5:22 on Radio 1. We have videoed that, and you'll be able to see it.
I can give it you now if you want. If you want that one point.
Thanks so much, yeah.
Do you know?
The video will be online tomorrow.
How you didn't pick any hard-boiled ones out of all of
this. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
are you now wanting to go and wash your hair?
Well, I would quite like to, but are you going to take over?
No, I think you should just stay there with the towel on.
Well, I think you're all going to suffer. Because eventually this is going to start smelling bad.
Well, it's only another hour and a half, we can cope.
I'd quite like to go, if that's okay.
Take two bottles into the shower.
I would quite like to. Is that okay?
Yes,
if you want. Okay, here's Sam Sparrow. Bye.